Today is Saturday, August 29th. Victoria Ann Vicki Sutton, 81, of Robinson, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center, died June 14th following a brief illness. A celebration of life is being held at the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center from now until 4. A lunch will be served. Vicki Sutton is survived by her husband, Gene, daughters, Tammy and Rich Lukovitz, and Tony and Eric Rareidun, stepson, Todd Prouty, stepdaughter, Tasha Wisniewski and David Whittington, brothers-in-law, Felix and Elta Sutton, Galen and Donna Sutton, and Sterling and Kathy Sutton, sister-in-law, Sheila and Mike Bradford, 9 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, many other nieces, nephews, and friends. Victoria Vicki Sutton, 81, of Robinson, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center. Briggs Nelson Maxwell, 14, of Ithaca, died unexpectedly Thursday due to a farming accident. Visitation will be held tomorrow from 2 to 6 and Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11 at the Ithaca High School Gymnasium. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family for a scholarship in Briggs' name. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Briggs Maxwell is survived by his parents, Brett and Shelley Maxwell, his sister, J.C. Maxwell, his girlfriend, Haley Mitchell, special brother, Channing Brown, grandparents, Larry and Sherry Nelson, and Susan Maxwell, uncles and aunts, many cousins, friends, and teammates. Briggs Nelson Maxwell, 14, of Ithaca. Michael Neary, 62, of Lavelle, died August 20th. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at Zion Lutheran Church in Lavelle. Visitation will be held tomorrow from 4 to 7 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg and on Monday from 9:45 until 10:45 at the church. Burial will follow at St. Bridget's Cemetery, rural Casanova. The Farber Funeral Home is currently assisting the family. Mike Neary is survived by his stepchildren, Scott and Darcy Parrish, and Kelly and Matt Hadfield. Sisters, Margaret Neary, Helen and Donovan Frank, Anne and Larry Meyer, Rita and Tim Cole, and Kathleen and Alan Johnson. 7 grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Michael Neary, 62, of Lavelle. Glenn Boz Updike, 68, of Boscobel, died Monday at Mayo Clinic in La Crosse. A funeral service will be held at noon Monday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Visitation will be held at the funeral home from 10 until the time of the service. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Boz Updike is survived by his wife Michelle, daughter Kristen Elliott and Jamie Shelnut, sons Glenn Jr. and Lily Updike, and Brian and Samantha Updike. Sisters Cheryl and Gary Skolbrox, Carol Updike, Zena and Vern Owens, Lisa and Tom Williamson, Linda Bader, and Bonnie and Bob Payne of Blue River. Brothers Robin Updike and Billy Updike. Several nieces and nephews, 3 grandsons and 1 great-grandson. Glenn Boz Updike, 68, of Boscobel. John H. Dettelhoff, 79, of Cazenovia, died Wednesday at Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Burial with military rites will be in St. Bridget's Cemetery, rural Cazenovia. Visitation will be Monday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg, and on Tuesday from 10 until 10:45 at the church. John Deidelhoff is survived by his wife, Rita, brothers and sisters, James, Leonard and Susan, Dennis and Rita, Ruth and Bruce Klang, and Bernard and Cindy. Many nieces and nephews, along with other relatives and friends. John H. Deidelhoff, 79, of Cazenovia. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday at Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery in Bear Valley at 2:30. Visitation will be held Thursday at the church from 9 until the time of the Mass at 11. Following the service, there will be a luncheon at the church. In lieu of flowers, you are encouraged to honor his love of community and athletics by supporting your local sports team, or please consider supporting local healthcare providers just as they supported Dick and his loved ones. Dick Greenheck is survived by his wife, Jean, children, Ted and Nancy Greenheck of Spring Green, Tracy and Stephen Massey of Oregon, siblings, Janice Donatel and Steve and Luann Greenheck, two grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock. Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown, died Sunday, August 23rd, at Amplify Healthcare in Boscobel. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, September 5th, from 1 to 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date in the Mount Tabor Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Chuck Barrett is survived by his wife, Melissa, daughter, Serena Davis and Corey Prokop, of Whitehall, stepson, Ben and Jenny Anderson of Holman, father, Pearl Barrett, brother, Ralph Barrett, two grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown. Joan O. Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City, died Friday at her home. Funeral services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Joan O. Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City.